Harris, who provides respite care for special needs children and raises a lot of money for charity with some rather daring events. And also our relationships expert, Karen Smedley, is back with us as well. Saw a story that I thought might interest you two. It's basically that on, I think it's Newsnight, Liz McKean, anyway, BBC reporter, is comparing the way, two ways of bringing up children. There's the Chinese way, the so-called tiger mum syndrome. You've heard about that, yeah?
No.
Oh, right, okay. Well, Chinese mums think that, you know, work comes first and you get a little bit of play, but mainly you're working hard. And if you come third out of 30 children at school, why didn't you come second or first? And you don't kind of do a little bit of swimming for fun. You become the best swimmer in the class and you represent your school or your county. And Liz McKean, whom I used to work with actually years ago, very nice woman, is comparing a family where the mom is from Taiwan and also a typical British family who, if the children try things and they don't like them, they stop doing it because they'll probably find their enthusiasm somewhere else. And I just wonder, perhaps I can start with you, Karen, where you feel the right balance lies in this. And is this the sort of thing that people get in touch with you in your professional life about?
I think it's quite hard to get the balance. When I read the article about it, it made me smile a bit because I think my kids, even though I am a Westerner, would have said I had a touch of the tiger mum. My eldest son has a Chinese partner, and compared to her, I was a real softie.
Yes.
But both of them actually have ended up in the same profession doing pretty well.
Right.
So I think it is very hard to get the balance. I do think that kids must be allowed to play. I think that's really important.
Mm.
And I also think they at times need a bit of a push, because if you don't give them a push, why would you sit and do your maths homework when you could play on the computer?
Yes, and you hear many people saying, I was quite a promising young pianist or dancer or whatever it might be, and I hated the practice, and I wish now my parents had made me do the, you know, even if I'd cried my eyes out at the time. It is very tricky.
It's hard, and actually, when you've got people being quite upset or angry or refusing to pick up their instrument, you know, there's only so much energy a parent has, and you think, hold on a minute, don't want to do it, we're not going to do it. And so I think there's a thing about pushing them, but there has to be a point where it's not worth it. And if the child isn't enjoying it and isn't enjoying practicing, then it's an uphill struggle for everybody.
So you've got to look at the whole situation and say, well, he or she doesn't enjoy the practicing, but then when they perfect a piece and they get to do it at school in the concert, they really, really love that. So it's worth the tears when they're doing the practicing, maybe something like that.
I think so, but I think it's also looking at, because children nowadays certainly do an awful lot of other activities, and I think if your child is someone who always wants to give up, then you need to think, what's that about?
Yes.
Is it that they have got low self-esteem, they never think they'll be good enough? But if you've got a child who says, I really don't want to play football, but what I really do enjoy is playing my clarinet, then they are making choices, and learning how to make choices is really important for young people.
Well, this is where I always say my dad was very good, because he was a proper bloke and liked man's things, especially sport. And when he finally, at the age of 46, had his one and only son, woohoo! You know, he bought the cricket kit and kit almost before I'd come out of the womb, I think. And I was so uninterested. Why would you want to risk hurting your finger with a nasty hard cricket ball? Why would you want to risk a crunching tackle? If you want this ball, you have the ball. I really couldn't care less, you know. But of course, I did have musical talent and sort of acting and all the rest of it. And I can remember him being disappointed in me for a fairly short period, and then getting his act together and getting really behind me very strongly and encouraging me every bit of the way. And then when my stepson turned out to be what would have been his perfect son, I had to also learn to get excited by his football and other things. And I really, really did. And it's not that you have to kind of put up with it. You can totally do it, can't you?
Absolutely. And learn to sit and watch football and be interested into what's happening, if that's what your child wants. And I think it's also about sharing activities.
Yeah.
And what your dad was able to say was, okay, it wasn't how I expected, and most of life isn't, is it? And but what can I do to help my son to succeed?
Yeah.
And that's the important bit.
Yeah, very good. Anything to add to that, Janine?
I was
what's
thinking-
your